Well, how many of you like taking exams? You hope to finish tomorrow, right? Now, what would you say if I told you you're going to be taking exams the rest of your life? You're being examined over your knowledge. You're being examined, some of you, in reference to abilities, whether it's teaching or preaching or playing the piano or singing. But today I want us to look at a far more difficult exam that we find in Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you'll turn there, the examination of our heart. Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you'll stand with me as I read the first two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Help us to prepare and always be ready for the examination of our hearts, that you may be glorified in our lives, and help us to beware of what will bring such great failure in this examination as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. Along with this, let me read another verse over in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. In talking about King Hezekiah, we read in verse 31, it says, "Howbeit, in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the words that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart." So Hezekiah was examined concerning his heart, and sad to say, he failed. We're going to see some other examples as well. But going back to Deuteronomy 8, the Lord, you know, mentions he's going to prove us to see what's in our heart. And so, first, I want us to notice the caution that is given against failure in Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 11. The Lord says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought where there is no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, and do thee good at thy latter end, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." So God tells you, says, beware that when the blessings come, beware that when you're full, beware that when things have been multiplied, that your heart not be lifted up and that you forget the Lord and forget where the blessings came from, and basically you fail in the examination of the heart. Now, that's the caution that we're giving. Now, what is the cause for failure that we notice here? And we're going to look at two prime examples this morning. He says, your heart being lifted up. So, throughout the Old Testament, we find in several instances where it talks about the heart being lifted up. Now, what does that refer to? Pride. That's the danger in failing the examination of the heart. And sad to say, I believe we all fail at some time or another, don't we? Because this examination can occur at any time. When you don't expect it, when things are going well, then all of a sudden that ugly monster of pride raises its head and our heart is lifted up and we respond in a prideful manner. And God has left us to ourselves to show us what is in our heart. Now, two examples I want us to look at today is two of the kings, Uzziah and Hezekiah. Now, turn over to chapter 32 of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 32, I'd read the verse in verse 31, how that God left him to try him that he might know all that is in his heart. Now, what is God going to find in our heart today? What's he going to find in our heart tomorrow? When you go home, what's he going to find in your heart when you're at home, when you come back, when you make an A on exam, when you lead someone to the Lord or God blesses you, then what is going to be found in your heart? So in 2 Chronicles, actually if we were to start back in chapter 29, verse 2, talking about Hezekiah, it says, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father had done. Then look over in chapter 31, verse 21, concerning Hezekiah, says, in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. So is it possible for a godly person to fail in the examination of the heart? Yes. Is it possible for you to fail? Is it possible for me to fail? You know, here's one of the godly kings. God used him. He repaired the temple. He got rid of the idols. He reinstituted one of the great observances of the Passover. God gave him a great victory over the Assyrian army because he trusted the Lord his God. Yet we find that in one of the tests, he failed. Where it tells us over in chapter 32, in verse 24, in those days Hezekiah was sick to his death, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. God blessed Hezekiah. God extended his life by 15 years and as a sign moved the sundial back 10 degrees And it says, when that happened, he didn't render unto God for the benefit that was done to him. His heart was lifted up. Ambassadors came from Babylon to see what had happened, to, you might say, congratulate him. And with his heart being lifted up, he showed all of his riches and glory. And then he was rebuked by Isaiah. He says, what have you done? Well, his heart had been lifted up. And God then had to rebuke him through the prophet Isaiah. Now, let's go back, if you would, to chapter 26. And I want us to look at King Uzziah for a moment. King Uzziah says, verse 4, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Verse 7, and God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mahumnims. Then verse 15, or actually down to verse 15, yes. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But notice the next verse. But when he was strong, God had helped him. God had blessed him. God had given him victory over the enemies. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord till he was strong. His heart was what? Lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went in to the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. So here we have two godly kings. God's blessing had been upon them. So as we look at them, I want us to notice, you know, God's given us a caution. Beware. He's given us the cause for failure. Our hearts being lifted up. Pride. As we look at these two kings, I want us to notice the course of what takes place in their failure. You know, there's a lot of reasons for failure in life. There's a lot of reasons for failing your exams, isn't there? If you don't study, what's going to happen? You can probably fail. If you don't attend class, if you don't take notes, there's many different things that can contribute to failure. So, you know, notice when you look at the lives of these two men, God had blessed them. Now, when God blesses, we're in danger of our hearts being lifted up, aren't we? Because in all of these instances, and you can look at others. How about King Saul? Started out as a humble king, but once he became king and his position then went to his head, you might say, he became proud. And when David was honored more than him, he became jealous as well. We know Satan's heart was lifted up because of his beauty. So people's hearts can be lifted up by their abilities. We find King Amaziah. His heart was lifted up when God gave him victory over the Edomites. So he thought, well, I'll go against Israel and I can defeat them very easily. And he was rebuked, says, your heart has lifted you up. And he was defeated. And so God blesses, and we've all had God's blessing. It may be from talents. It may be from, abilities. It may be from a material blessing, like, money being paid on the bill. Maybe an accomplishment that you have. And when you look at these two men, they had all kind of accomplishments. Uzziah accomplished in husbandry, accomplished in military victory, accomplished in building projects. The same with Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had a special blessing of being healed from his disease and a sundial moving back 10 degrees, and his heart was lifted up. And he didn't render unto the Lord for the benefit that was done unto him. So we see in the course of failure, it started with God's blessing. And it's very easy for us to become proud when God blesses us, isn't it? And that's when we're in danger, as Moses warned the Israelites. He says, when God has blessed you in the land and it's produced and your cattle's multiplied and riches, beware lest you forget the Lord, because it is the Lord who has done this. It is the Lord who gives you the power to get wealth, not you yourselves. And so these two kings, their hearts were lifted up. They were then rebuked for their pride. Now, the question comes then, when God rebukes us, how do we respond? Because how we respond reveals then a lot about what's taking place in our heart. David was a man after God's own heart because he repented, because he sought to be right with the Lord. He had a tender heart. Josiah was commended because when he heard the word of God, he humbled himself and he tore his clothes, and it says, because you had a tender heart. There. And so we're going to see a contrast here between Uzziah and Hezekiah. When Uzziah was rebuked by the priest, going back to chapter 26, verse 19, then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth, so what was his response to the rebuke of his pride? He got angry. He got very angry. He was enraged that these priests would rebuke him, the king, when he was actually disobeying the Lord. See, when we become proud, we do things that dishonor the Lord. And so Hezekiah did that. Uzziah did that. Many others that we could mention did that. And God's going to rebuke us. And so Uzziah broke the rules of God's word. And so he was rebuked. But how did he respond? He got angry. Now, there's others. How did Saul respond when he was rebuked by Samuel for his pride and his disobedience? He made excuses. Well, Lord, or Samuel, he says, I saved the best to give to the Lord. And then when Samuel rebukes him for that, that, you know, to obey is better than sacrifice, he says, but Samuel, it was the people. You know, it's their fault, it's not my fault. Now, how do we respond when we're corrected? See, that says a lot about our heart, doesn't it? You know, we're told in Proverbs, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Proverbs 17:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Proverbs 9:8-9, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. And then finally, Proverbs 13:1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. See, when we are corrected, how we respond reveals much about what's going on in our hearts. And so Uzziah had become too proud. And when he was rebuked for disobeying, for not doing that which was according to the word of God, he got very angry. And so God had to deal with him in greater judgment and struck him with leprosy. Now, Hezekiah, we have a little different story take place. Turn back over to chapter 32 when Hezekiah was rebuked. Verse 26, notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. So, both of them failed. Both of them, their hearts were lifted up in pride because of some blessing from the Lord. One of them responded in anger, and God's wrath came upon him. The other one was rebuked by Isaiah, King Hezekiah. How did he respond when he was rebuked? He humbled himself before the Lord, and God's wrath did not come upon him during his day, we're told. So we have a contrasting kings here. Now, this is what we see in the course of failure. God's blessing, our hearts being lifted up, being rebuked or corrected by the Lord through one of His servants, and then how we respond. Whether excusing ourselves like Saul did, getting angry like King Uzziah did. Sometimes we complain or we gripe or we talk to everyone, you know, everyone else. I've been treated unfairly. You know, this isn't right. But yet, what is the overall picture? God is proving us to see what is in our heart. You know, everything that comes into our life, God is proving us to see what's in our heart. How will we respond to correction? How will we respond if we're mistreated? But it's all, God says, I proved you in the wilderness to know what was in your heart. We're told concerning Hezekiah, God left him to prove him or to know, that he might know all that is in his heart. Now, We're in dangerous ground when God leaves us, aren't we? Because if we're left to ourselves, we're going to fall. So what do we need to do? What is the cure? What is the correction for failure in this test of the heart? Well, first we see there, what did Hezekiah do? He humbled himself before the Lord, and the judgment didn't come in his day. We're told back in Deuteronomy, beware that you forget not the Lord, that you take credit for that which God has done. And then he says, remember the Lord thy God. But turn over to Deuteronomy 17 and verses 18 to 20, because we have in this passage where God is instructing, giving instruction for future kings. And if Uzziah and Hezekiah had paid attention to this, maybe it would have spared them from failure, and it could spare us from failure. In Deuteronomy 17, beginning with verse 18, and it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests of the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. So what had God told them ahead of time? To prevent you from lifting up your hearts, keep a copy of God's word and spend your days reading his word and fearing the Lord and obeying him. That was the correction that he gave and the prevention to the future kings. But somewhere Uzziah and Hezekiah had failed in this. We know Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, and we need to pray. Lord, don't leave me to myself. I don't want to be like Hezekiah, where my heart will be lifted up. I will not render to you for the benefits that you have given to me. And God has given all of us great benefits. Lord, help me to be humble. Help me not to have my heart lifted up and not give you the glory and render to you for the benefits of all that you've done for me. When I do fail, help me to humble myself. Help me to respond properly to the correction and rebuke that you give through your word or through one of your servants or through any other person, that you may be glorified, that when I'm proved, my heart will be seen to be tender and right with you.